the book Hebrews, part 243. I'm Professor Hans Rettinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, maybe the book What is Your God's Name? Although the study What is Your God's Name that we've been doing the last year is drawing to its end, to its closure. So it's very important that you should have the book What is Your God's Name. It's an A5 book, over 500 pages, and I'm sure it can be a blessing unto you. Should you require anything else or just have a question, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's international plus 27 code 0722 367 124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see on the top here, it is for your benefit. If this is the first time that you are ready to participate in the study, you're very, very welcome. Go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all our studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you please have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad. Or if you have a restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, you're so welcome. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege. While it is raining, hallelujah, water is running all over. The dams is becoming full. People who's going on holidays near the rivers and dams must be very careful, because the water can just change like that immediately. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Now we are busy looking at Hebrews 11, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Through faith we understand. Now, yesterday we saw that faith is something that you don't touch. It's not something that you see. Faith is something that you live. Faith is something that comes from within. Soul's dimension. Faith makes me operate. Faith makes me functioning. Today we have watches, clocks, and most of the clocks work with a small battery that they put in the back. Today if the battery is flat, the second show can't work, the watch can't function. It can be of solid gold, but if it hasn't got that small little battery, although it's solid gold, it's worthless. Why? Can't give you the time. And that's what we are. The Bible says we are a vessel of the Ruach HaKodesh. The Holy Spirit dwells where? Within us. We are the vessel which Yahweh, the word says, and we've dealt with it before, he does not live in temples made by hands, churches and big auditoriums. He doesn't live there. He lives within us. He says your bodies are the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. Now how does this function? How does this body function? Like the little battery in the watch, in the clock. If I don't function within faith, I might just as well become a Buddhist, or a Muslim, or a Hindu. Anything. What makes us tick? Faith. We believe in things that we never saw, but we believe it. So somebody who taught us about it from our childhood days must have been very, very, very convincing. To such an extent that as an adult today, nearly 75 years old, I still believe the things that my father taught me through the Word. Things that my church taught me. Yes, the churches didn't just teach us all wrong things. Theologically, they talk a lot of crap a lot of time, but that we only discovered later on. But the idea. So somewhere, somebody must have touched something good to create the power of the little battery, which is called faith, in my and in your life. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of Yahweh Almighty, so that things which are seen were not made of things we do appear. Hebrews 12 verse 14. He says, follow peace with all your men. Now we're coming to the confirmation scriptures regarding understanding what faith is. He says, follow peace with all men. So what will bring my faith to operate is to live in peace with all men and women, especially the bride of Yahushua, because they say the two pillars that we in the New Testament, the two kingly laws, the second one is you must love your brother and your sister like yourself. Follow peace with all men and holiness. Holiness. If it doesn't contain holiness, I don't want to be part of it. If the main ingredient is not holiness, I don't want to have a share in it. Because the Bible says, be holy as I am holy. Because in heaven sin cannot enter. Sickness can't enter. Grievance can't enter. And that's why we need to be changed from an earthly or a mortal body into a spiritual body when Yahushua comes as the parousia, the coming for the bride. End of Revelation 3:22. End of the time of grace, the dispensation of grace. Following peace with all men, I must say, and women, and holiness. Holiness must be the main ingredient. Like baking a cake, what's the main ingredient in a cake? It's a little teaspoon of baking powder. Faith is the baking powder. Holiness is part of the ingredients, but which is so important. Without which no man shall see Yahweh Almighty. Two things. Peace and holiness. After faith, now it gives us the confirmation scripture, Hebrews 12:14. Where Apostle Paul says, without peace and holiness, no man can see Yahweh our Elohim. Why? Because peace and holiness walks hand in hand. They are supporting each other. They are guiding each other. They are holding each other. What? Peace and holiness. What did Yahushua say? My peace I have given unto you, not of this world. My peace. As you know, as a Yahvist, what a pleasure is it to live in the peace of Yahweh El Elohim through the supernatural blood of Yahushua. For us as part of the bride of Yahushua, as full-blooded Yahvist, we need to function in peace. Peace is necessary to be one of the main ingredients in my life. To be able to reach out to a lost soul. Reach out to a lost world. But the peace must start within my household. This peace, before we can stretch out to the neighbors and the next town, and Gauteng, and the province, and South Africa, and the world, we need to experience the peace which Yahweh, through His Son Yahushua, has supplied in abundance. Yahushua said, "My peace I've given unto you." And you know what? It's free. Today you don't get nothing in this life for free. You need to pay for everything. And a lot of churches today make you, Catholics and Protestant charismatic churches, they make you pay for it. While Yahushua says, "Free have you received it, free you must give it." What a experience to be partakers in the revelation gospel of Yahushua. Hallelujah. We need to live in peace. Peace in harmony. I can't, when I'm in war with somebody, preach the gospel of salvation to them. But when I'm in harmony and peace with my neighbor, my family, my friends, the people that's working for me, our close family, if we live in peace, they will experience the holiness within us. Holiness is not like a jacket when you go to church, you put your suit on. No. Holiness is an element that is present in your lives 24/7. We need to shine the gospel. We don't need to show the gospel. We need to shine the gospel to a world outside suffocating in sins and in the things that brings death onto this earth. Internet is full of different structures and different presentations of theology and dogma that makes it so easy today to become a member of a church. Yahushua never ordained us to be members of a church. He ordained us through the blood of Yahushua to be evangelists in His kingdom. He says, "Go and preach the gospel unto the world." But I need to have the peace within. Not in my heart, in my soul's dimension. I need to function in the peace. And it will reflect the supernatural holiness of Yahushua and Yahweh El Elohim. The word says, "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see Yahweh Almighty." Oh, you just got to pray after me. "Lord Jesus, accept me as a sinner. I repent now." No. That's not what you made a decision. You're not living in holiness yet. This is where everything starts. Hebrews 12 verse 14. "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man or woman shall see Yahweh our Elohim. Repentance. You need to repent. On the day of Pentecost, when the Ruach HaKodesh was poured out upon the people, sinners came to repentance. They came to Apostle Peter and says, what must we do? Acts 2:36-42. What must we do? He says, repent. Repent, every one of you. It starts with repentance. A new life in Yahushua starts with repentance. Then he says, repent and let every one of you be immersed, baptized, in the name of Yahushua to the forgiveness of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. He says, and those that heard his voice were immersed in the name of Yahushua, not the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, in the name of Yahushua for the remission of his sin. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see Yahweh our Elohim. Something to take in and to make part of our lives in this day. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.